This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Bush and Tian. This is Lay Link on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Tian.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Boxing Day.
Yes, happy Boxing Day. I believe last week you told me we were going to be boxing today.
No, there was no boxing.
Oh, thank God.
Whew. It would have been nice if there was some boxing of a different kind, but...
Not between us, no.
No, that'd be awkward.
That would be awkward.
Now, we have an interesting show. You've been very busy.
I'm always busy, but yes, I have been busy. Well, there's a list of 16 reasons to be proud in 2012. We're not going to mention all 60.
Well, that would take up a little bit longer than an hour.
Yeah, we're just going to pick a few of our highlights.
Yeah, okay.
And we're going to look at the LGBTI year in review.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you our Midsummer's guide. What you should do.
Our Midsummer Guide.
Yeah.
Finally, we'll get to it. We've been hoping to get to it for the last 3 weeks or so.
I know. Well, we have to do it before Midsummer starts because that could be a bit awkward. Oh, last week you should have seen.
Yeah. No, that would be bad. And also the Melbourne events listing for this weekend. If anyone's looking to try and get out there and have a follow-up party to the parties we've already been having this week.
I know. Oh, Christmas. Hey, how are you going?
I'm not doing too well over here. I think my food coma it's going to be a long-standing food coma. Not feeling too great, but, you know, it's all right. I'm going to take a bit of a back seat for the show today.
Okay.
So, you know, your lovely face can get a little bit more airwave time.
Yeah, because it's really a visual medium. But yes, I know what you mean. No, I know. My mother was particularly good this year with lots of delicious foods, and all my aunties and friends and loved nearest and dearest baked. They baked, and they baked really good cookies and cakes, and I've just been eating.
Eating.
I'm not going to sugar high. You know how you just eat too much sugar and you're just like all bouncy?
Yeah, that happens to me all the time. Yeah. My mother-in-law, she told us, oh, don't worry about bringing dessert, but we made dessert anyway. We hand-decorated all these little Christmas cut-out cookies that, well, it looks like somebody threw up Christmas on them, but, you know, we tried.
Yeah, you could have just said, you know, like some kids helped you out or something.
My imaginary nieces and nephews made them for you.
Yeah, you know, that's always good.
She would have loved totally.
But were they good?
Well, I didn't actually end up eating one. But my partner did, and she said they were great.
So. I'm still waiting on my delicious Christmas cupcake that you sent me delicious pictures of, saying, here, look at these delicious cupcakes we made. I have yet to have one.
Yeah, it went missing. I can't really explain it.
That's unacceptable. I think I'm going to get a new co-host next week, if you're wanting to join me.
Bring cupcakes.
Bring cupcakes.
Back Street Mall. Now, of course, if anyone does want to share their Christmas food coma stories with us, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or emailing at onair@joy.org.au. So you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and we're on Joy 94.9. Now, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Hi.
Hello. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, tell us about your food coma. What you overate?
Yes.
What?
Are you in a food coma from Christmas? We want to know.
You know, I was laughing because my cousins come to my parents' house with those big, huge Tupperware containers, you know, the ones that are like 10 litres.
Yeah.
And they leave with that thing full, both of them, plus extras.
My God.
That's just where the meat goes, and there's salads, and then there's all the cakes.
You can eat that much.
Yeah, they eat that pretty much on the drive home. They're big boys.
It's terrible.
You know, they don't have to cook for the next 2 days. They love it.
If you've enjoyed mooching food off the family this Christmas season, we'd like to hear about that too. Now, Basha, a big LGBTI year in review. What's this you've got?
Well, it's an interesting article written by Alex Greenwich, who we, of course, know. Yes? No?
No. Who?
Really?
I told you. I'm in a food coma.
Oh, okay, sorry. I forgot about
gently.
That. All right, I'll be nice. I'll be really slow. I'll talk slowly. He writes very often for Same Same. He has a lot to do with our community. He's quite prominent in the marriage equality campaign, and he's just recently become a MP in Sydney. He's very much on our side. And he's just doing a little bit of a recap of the wonderful and horrible things that have happened this year. Stop pulling faces at me. It's really bad.
Sorry.
I'm just worried about you. You know, seriously, do I need to bring you a bucket or?
Possibly. I told you, I'm not having the best day. Right, okay. So we've covered Alex Greenwich.
Greenwich.
Greenwich. My apologies, Alex Greenwich. So what has happened in 2012?
You know, in New South Wales, the upper house said yes to marriage equality.
Yes.
And, you know, the cross-party working groups were established to make it happen. Tasmanian lower house passed marriage equality. Unfortunately, the same did not happen in the upper house. But, you know, but that's a start.
Mm.
We're starting to get numbers. And, yeah, that, you know, the fact that we're getting there, so it's becoming more of an issue. You know, both same-sex partners became fully eligible for paid parental leave.
That's a huge one.
That is a huge one.
Mm.
And the Gillard government took aged care for LGBTI Aussies seriously. They started to realise that these people, you know, have an issue and they're going to start looking at this to help them out so that when they're in aged care that they don't have to live closeted lives and talk about their their good friend, you know, or gender neutral. They can actually say, you know, my lovely wife for 50 years, you know, passed on and now I'm here looking for a new one.
We also had some very prominent members of the community come out, didn't we?
We did. So we had an AFL player, Jason Ball.
Mm-hmm.
We had, of course, well, we had Magda Strabansky finally come out in support.
Yes.
So we've all known that, you know, in the community we've known she's been gay for a while. I guess everyone sort of kept that to themselves. But to the greater community, people didn't know.
I don't think I knew.
Really?
I can't remember.
But she's been on the... People have seen her in places and she's been there and...
Yeah, well, there was whispers, but never any, you know, concrete walked in on her with her tongue down someone's throat in a bathroom kind of thing.
Sorry,
you know?
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that. I was going to say, we are at 8 o'clock, please be careful.
Conservative leader, his sister, Christine Forster, also came out officially.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-gay bullying was also tackled at schools, workplaces and online. They launched that fabulous campaign with all of the ads on TV, primetime telly.
Yes, with our very own Nat from...
Natalie Zebung, yeah, from Hair Society.
Yes. Yes, they were very good ads. And I like that they were playing them in during like the AFL finals. So to give people that idea, and I think that's a really good thing about something that's happened this year, is that we're trying to push that into mainstream so that people just get it.
Mm.
And it's not an issue, which is always nice.
Some important things. Joy 94.9 went out to the AFL for an outside broadcast.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. We also had the usual midsummer festivities, which are coming around again very soon.
Yes.
And Joy went to Adelaide.
Of course. Well, we went to Adelaide as well.
We went to Adelaide too.
Selfless plug.
Yes. Hi. There was another one. Joy also gave away one of the most awesome prizes in history during the great membership drive this year, a Jeep.
An Essendon Jeep, yes.
Essendon Jeep.
Yes.
Mm.
I was going to say Peep, but no, it didn't really sound like a car.
Essendon Jeep. So, yeah, it was a big year for Joy too.
Yes, and when you look at, like, you know, just across the world, so marriage equality was embraced throughout the US, in France, the UK, New Zealand, and you know, we've got to think of people in Russia and Uganda that still need our support in these issues because their governments are not very accepting of our community.
Well, Russia was the place that had the gay milk hiccup, wasn't it?
Yes. Anything that has to do with promoting gay and lesbian is frowned upon and people will be prosecuted and stuff.
They passed a law over in Russia. And that law stated that anything that could be deemed as advertising the homosexual lifestyle would be illegal.
Yes.
We brought a story to Joy earlier in the year about a company that had a picture of a cow and a rainbow on milk cartons that they were selling, and the milk cartons were deemed to be promoting homosexuality and were cast out.
Yeah, see, they looked like probably something like those Christmas cookies you made. It looked like a little drawing that a kid had done in a kindergarten.
Harmless.
It was a green pasture, a little cow, a little farmer, a nice smiley sun, and a rainbow.
And a rainbow.
Because kids never draw rainbows in their pictures of
gay cows are clearly just not okay.
No.
In Russia.
No, probably not. You know.
Frowned upon.
They're definitely frowned upon. But, you know, we've had some disappointments this year. So, you know, our PM continues to confuse and disappoint us over marriage equality.
But she did allow the conscience vote.
She did, and that's where the other side is, that Tony Abbott will not allow a conscience vote on his side of politics. So he won't even allow them to cross the floor.
I'm rolling my eyes.
I know, because that goes really well over radio.
Well, that's why I said it.
Yeah. I know. Corey Bernardi offended and embarrassed the whole country and his party. Jim Wallace did what Jim Wallace always does. He does give us a lot of, you know...
ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gay Newsweek love him because he just gives them so much stuff to talk about every week. So, you know.
Oh, dear. I suppose the biggest thing to take note of is that this year we continue to do what we continue to do. We fought for equality and we loved each other and, you know.
Yes, and I like the fact that we took unusual initiatives. So when it came to winning dinner with the PM... how it was won by some gay families and how they went there to try and convince her and stuff, that the community is trying different perspectives of how to get our issue across. And I think it is slowly sinking in within the majority of the people, but hopefully we can get through to politicians. They are a little bit slower, you know, on the uptake.
I'm not confirming or denying that, actually. But anyway, look at it. It has been a very interesting year, and we do have more lists to share and things to be proud of for 2012, which will be coming up shortly. Also an events listing that you might like to check out if you want to go and get your party shoes on this weekend. So stay with us. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show Le Link on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Bashir and Tian. Le Link on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to Le Link on Joy 94.9. You are with Basha and Tian, as it says, and you can get in on the conversation by sending us a text on 0427 Joy 949 or emailing at onair@joy.org.au.
Yes, so we've got a text here. Someone's telling us that they've just recovered from their food coma to have to go shopping today.
Oh, gosh.
Well, not have to go shopping, I presume. I think they just went to get some bargains.
Now, of course, the Joy Studios are located at Bourke Street Mall in Melbourne City.
Yes.
And we went downstairs earlier, on our way here, I should say, and the crowds downstairs were a little bit scary.
Yeah, I know. There was quite a few people. Like, the roads are empty, but you come in here and it was like, there's all these people and they've all got bags.
Exactly.
Like, people are shopping.
I think they've been shopping, yes. Yeah. And it was crazy. I did cast my eye down towards Maya David Jones, and it did not look like there was a spare bit of street left. There were so many people down there.
Or maybe they're actually buying. So maybe the retailers won't complain
they
anymore.
They are stimulating their economy.
So, yes, we have 60. I'm just not going to go there. 60 reasons to be proud in 2012. Now, we're not going to give you all 60, but we've just picked a few. So Jim Parsons' sexuality was a matter of fact built into his New York Times profile.
Mm.
Jim Parsons, of course, we know from Big Bang Theory.
Mm.
So, yes.
And Micah explained that his new songs were about relationships with a man, better no one better than I. Now, it's funny because Micah, he made famous by doing songs like Big Bottom Girls and, you know, I just can't believe that he
would
do that.
But he had a very gay aura about him.
Very flamboyant.
Yes. So when he did that, I was like, oh, okay. Yes. Frank Ocean came out on Tumblr. The hip-hop community embraced him. So he was a hip-hopper. And it's nice to see that the hip-hop community did support him in that way because they're not very... You know, when you look at a lot of those film clips.
And a lot of those lyrics, I mean, come on, how many times can you drop the F-bomb? And I'm not talking about the F-bomb, I'm talking about the other F-bomb.
I know, and these women in, you know, bikinis and that running around. I wouldn't even call them string bikinis.
Maybe
I think they're dental
lesbians.
Floss. I don't think so.
We can hope.
No, we can hope. No.
What else have you got here? JZ.
JZ. Oh, God,
Jay-Z.
You didn't.
I told you I'm not with it today. Jay-Z led the pack as one of the first major hip-hop artists to back same-sex marriage.
See? And this year we had a record 23 openly gay athletes competed in the Summer Olympics.
Yes.
And 10 of them took home medals.
You know, it was interesting. I walked into a popular store on Bridge Road a week or so ago and I was doing some shopping and I was overhearing two male sales assistants talking about the Olympics and the fact that there were no gay Olympians from Australia. And I thought to myself, knowing that we had done a show where we had actually spoken about gay Olympians, and I thought to myself, you know, I could probably name about five at least.
Well, there are two that are very open and very out there.
Mm. And I thought it was really interesting. Clearly these guys had no idea what they were talking about, but they sounded very convincing and it made me sort of have a little bit of a giggle to myself because they were... talking about how, oh, no, there's no gay Olympians. And here am I, a very obvious lesbian woman browsing around in their shop, just sort of grinning to myself. Just going, oh, yes, you don't know we're here, but we are.
We're hiding. Okay, Orlando Cruz won his first match days after he openly admitted to being gay. Now, he's a featherweight boxer, so it's really great to see that as a boxer he's felt comfortable coming out and you know, in that community as well.
He could defend himself if there was any issues.
Oh, he could.
Hmm. Pro poker player Jason Somerville came out to his peers in a blog post and became the first out poker player.
Yes, and there's a lot of sports people here. Most of them are Americans and they play sports that we know nothing about, so I'm not even going to mention them.
There are a lot of people from the NFL, which is really fantastic, who have come out but also stood up and, you know, let it be known that they are supportive of same-sex marriage and equality for homosexual people.
Yes. Now, the rugby player Ben Cohen launched Stand Up, a magazine to highlight the best in sports culture while also trying to end bullying and homophobia. Mm-hmm. Then we have the web series The Ounce was one of the best things not to be seen on TV, even on cable television. So it was a series. Now, have you seen The Ounce?
No, I haven't.
I think I'm going to be looking at that one, finding out what that is. Mm. Now, of course, the next one's very important. Barack Obama became the first sitting president to publicly support same-sex marriage. That's really, really, really important. And, of course, in the US, four states are now allowing same-sex marriage. And within the Congress in America, you'll have a openly bisexual woman. You have a gay senator. You have a lot of people from our community actually being represented in the Congress in America, which is really nice.
It's nice to see a bit of a change, isn't it?
It is. Mm. Now, the Danes passed a new law regarding same-sex civil and religious marriages, allowing same-sex couples to be married in the Church of Denmark.
Yay! Go Denmark!
Go Denmark!
Spain reaffirmed marriage equality in a constitutional court ruling.
Very important. Mm. Now, Saturday Night Live got its first lesbian member.
First out lesbian member.
Oh, okay, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That's important because the others were hidden. Mm-hmm. They still are.
Yeah.
So this is Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
And she's become quite popular, actually. Mm. She's quite a funny lady. Mm.
Ryan Murphy introduced a new kind of normal.
Mm. It's a funny show.
Mm, I've heard.
You haven't watched it?
No.
It's very good. What some of the comments Ellen Barkin says, you've got to just cringe, but you just got to laugh because she's very against
cringe and laugh at the same time.
Oh, because she's very against the gay community.
Oh, okay.
So yes, she's not happy about what her daughter's doing, and yeah, it's just a really good dynamic there.
Okay. What else have we got?
Well, we've reached an all-time high of the number of LGBT characters on scripted television. Unfortunately, there's no I in there.
But that would be true. Wouldn't it?
Yes.
Because, I mean, think of the more popular shows like Modern Family, for example.
Or Glee. Yes. But there's a lot of shows that they've just got characters involved in the shows or they've got storylines.
Hmm.
But yes, LGBT community. Unfortunately, as I said, the I is missing. So
this, you know, that's this article that you've got here because there's no I on any of these. That's them. Anyway, next, Ellen DeGeneres.
What about Ellen?
She was awarded the 15th annual Mark Twain Prize for American Humour, proving that everyone loved Ellen.
Well, we do. Now, in the comic book world, the X-Men character Northstar married his longtime boyfriend. Green Lantern came out, but this is the Alan Scott Green Lantern and not the one that we all know. I don't know who this one is. Right. I thought Green Lantern was only one. I was then educated that there are more Green Lanterns.
The original Green Lantern, Alan Scott. Buffy the Vampire Slayer introduced Billy, the first out gay male slayer.
So that's pretty good.
Mm.
And in the Archie comics, Kevin married his longtime boyfriend.
No.
So isn't that cute? I didn't realise they still wrote Archie comics. But there you go, see? See what happens when you don't follow comic books?
On the fashion front, JCPenney named Ellen DeGeneres as their spokesperson and didn't blink when 1 million mums protested the decision. I wish they would just stop. Anyway, the retailer also released catalogues featuring same-sex families.
And The Gap followed suit by having Be Your Own Tea and Love Comes in Every Shade as their ad campaigns. Target also released its first gay wedding registry ad.
I'm going to be all over that, just saying. Oh. Oreo showed its pride.
Mmm, that was a lovely cookie.
Mmm.
Why didn't they sell that?
I don't know.
It looked delicious.
Both Intel and UPS dropped funding for the Boy Scouts of America over its anti-gay policies.
Yes.
Yes. Over 170 Eagle Scouts from all across the country pledged to give their pin in support of Ryan Anderson, who was denied his Eagle Award.
Yes, so that's very important. Mm. And Zach Walls launched Scouts for Equality to lobby the Boy Scouts of America to change their policies. And last but not least, which I think is extremely important, the American
American.
I can't even say the word.
The American Psychiatric Association.
Thank you.
Made revisions to no longer classify transgender and gender non-conforming identities as a mental disorder.
Yes, there you go. So that's a big step.
That's a big year.
That is a big year. There's a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big year. No, I'm just agreeing with you.
You are, no.
I feel flustered now. We've gone through so much information, my head's about to explode. Look, if you have anything to share about the year that we might have missed out, feel free to. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Basha and Tian. This is Lay Link on Joy. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
You did that very well.
I know. I was reading it though.
Nice.
I know how you sometimes make a mistake, so I thought, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to read it. Now, our Midsummer Guide.
Well, what have we been talking about on the show tonight?
Well, we've been talking about, you know, things that we should be proud of. So, you know, 60 reasons we should be proud of this year, things that happened, important things.
And there was a lot of very important things that happened this year, wasn't there?
And then some stuff in our own neck of the woods in regards to the LGBTI community and feasting.
And Christmas.
Yes.
And my food coma.
Your food coma, which is becoming quite prevalent.
It's really bad.
It is. I think I'm going to go slap you to wake you up.
I'm so tired.
Don't. Yeah. Why do you eat so much?
Oh, because, you know.
Good food. I know.
I eat my feelings.
Okay. So, Midsummer. I have a few things that I think we should talk about, what we should do. Because it's coming up. It's important. We need to do everything. Now, of course, you know, you've got to celebrate Carnival. It's the iconic picnic and celebration. Now, it's the 25th anniversary of Midsummer this year.
They're 25.
25. Oh.
I'm 25.
Are you?
Mm.
Oh. You don't look a day over 24.
Thanks, love.
And Joy are going to be doing a live on-air broadcast as usual.
At the community stage, yes, they do their live broadcast. So that's going to be really cool. They're also going to have the Melbourne Rainbow Band on stall. There's going to be a lot of stall holders down there as per usual.
Yes.
So it'll be good. Joy are going to have their own stall down there, so you have to look out for them.
Yes, come and support Joy.
There'll be the dog show.
Yes.
It's one of my favourite parts.
It is. Is Ruby going to be there again?
I have no idea.
Because that's the only reason I went to see the dog show last year.
We're talking about the same Ruby?
Ruby Rose, yeah.
Right,
she was presenting the award. That was the reason I went to see.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The dogs were cute, though.
Yeah.
There were some very cute dogs. But
not
yes.
as cute as Ruby.
No.
Now, of course, the carnival will be held down at Birrarung Ma once again, but it's going to be further down the river this year, just a little bit further down the river, because they're still doing works down there.
Yes, and I believe it's going to be a little bit bigger. The area looks bigger than it was last year.
Well, it will be, yeah.
So that's really good.
Mm.
So it must be more of us out there, which is great. So come one, come all.
Mm.
And then, of course, you know, like we've got to look at all the parties and the nightlife. So there'll, of course, Tea Dance, which is following Carnival, which is always good.
Yes. Blonde on the Bay, so the ship will set sail once more and take some people out there. Pinkalicious are returning.
Yes, the Closet are doing an event as well.
Mm.
There's many more events, but they're just sort of ones that I just thought would possibly interest our listeners.
Mm.
Now, there's, of course, a lot of sporting events, and our Team Melbourne Midsummer Sports Day, it's on January 29th from 10 till 4. The Maribyrnong City Council hosting this.
Sorry, I have January 19th, not 29th.
Sorry, yes. I'm reading the wrong thing. Yes, thank you. I'm glad you're reading.
How's your food coma?
I don't know. Then it's all the sugar, you know. I'm seeing double of everything. The sugar's just wearing off now.
Quality radio today,
I know.
Isn't it?
It is. So they're going to be hosting a sports day, which is quite good. And they're going to be doing lots of different sports. So badminton, dancing, hockey, netball, rugby, running, soccer, squash, swimming, table tennis, volleyball, AFL, everything. So it's basically come down, have a bit of fun, try a few different sports, see if you can beat the sporty dykes, I'm guessing is the aim for the day.
You're having a barbecue too.
That's they are. They're following cool. it up with a lovely barbecue, so a lovely little meet and greet. So I think that's really, really fun.
I think one of the highlights for me of Midsummer is the Pride March, which of course is on the Sunday the 3rd of February.
Yes, it's always important.
Mm. So the march starts at 2 p.m, so that's always good. Annual Pride March is the signature event and celebrates a bright future while preserving our history.
It is very important, and I do look forward to the Pride March.
Mm. I love seeing all the different people that enter, all the different groups that you never knew were there, and, you know.
Yeah, and I remember last year seeing a lot of the high school groups coming in, showing their support. So that was always nice to see the kids and, you know, the mums and their prams and all that. It's just great.
Mm.
All the armed forces, so the police and the armed forces, you know, all them.
To keep the homosexuals at bay.
Yeah, they're showing their support. It's great.
There is a ridiculous amount of events that go on during Midsummer, and you can pick up a copy of the Midsummer Guide pretty much anywhere. You can see all the information on their Midsummer Guide website as well.
Which is www.midsummer.org.au.
Thank you, Basha. You can also come into the Joy Studios and pick up a copy of the Midsummer Guide in here. It is on the front table, and we're, of course, in the Bourke Street Mall in Melbourne.
Well, I think that's the last of our shows for this year.
That, you know what? That is the last of our shows for this year, funnily enough. And I didn't realise that until just before. It is officially the last one.
For this year, that is, not forever.
No,
but yes,
no.
And I will be returning next year, people. Don't panic. I know. We're waiting for people to not panic.
Yeah,
I know.
It's not going to happen.
I know.
Okay, all right.
Well, we wish you all a lovely new year, everybody.
We do.
Our listeners.
We genuinely do.
No, we do. Everyone just stay safe, drink lots of water, have lots of fun, do all the good things.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it, yes. Mm. Say goodbye to this year and enjoy the new year because, you know, we didn't die.
We just,
the apocalypse just didn't come.
Full of awesomeness.
No, but the apocalypse
today
didn't come. You know, I was waiting at 12:01. I waited, and nothing happened. And at 11:11, nothing happened. I'm like, so we're still here. Someone got it wrong.
Look, from the Leylink team, a very big Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we will be seeing you same time next week.
Yes,
Wednesdays 8 PM.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.